Yeah, it was pretty windy yesterday afternoon. We had wind gusts up to 55. A little less than that today, but we did it at 30 degrees. It was a hot one, and Moose Jaw got up to 32 along with Elbow. They were the hot spots in the province, but here we are, first day of October. Thanksgiving now 2 weeks away, and of course, October brings Halloween. Looking at the calendar, it's on a Friday night this time around, too. What else is going on here this month of October? A new season of NHL starts next week. And, of course, the Blue Jays run for the World Series is underway right now. And Jays fans watching the Red Sox, Yankees wild card race yesterday. Sox won 3-1. It's a best of three. So if Boston wins today, it's over. And the Jays would host the Sox starting on Saturday, of course, too. And by the way, Sunday's division clincher was the most watched regular season Blue Jays game ever. What else is there to look forward to in October here? Oh, the NBA tips off October 21st. Of course, we got, what, four more games left for our Riders in the CFL before playoffs in November. Locally, our Globe Theater is celebrating its 60th anniversary this year and will return with the start of a new season. In fact, this week, a little later on this morning, we're going to hear from the show's director, Jennifer Bruin, about how excited she is for this one. Coming to television, I was looking, SNL starts its 51st season on Saturday. If you're still a fan of Grey's Anatomy, that's back next Thursday. 911 Nashville premieres the same night. Hit shows like NCIS returns the 14th. Tracker was big last year. That's on the 19th. It's back. Couple of big movies coming out this month. On Friday, The Rock's new one. It's an MMA flick, loosely based on a real guy. The Smashing Machine opens. And Jeremy Allen White, who's very popular in that series, The Bear, stars in Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. That movie coming out on the 24th. Jeremy really threw himself into that part. Singing the boss's hits. This is him. Yeah, that's Jeremy Allen White, not Bruce Springsteen. Right there, you kind of wonder, maybe Oscar consideration just hearing that alone, but it comes out on the 24th. And of course, Swiftie's got a new album this month. Her latest, The Life of a Showgirl, drops Friday. Taylor Swift just became the first female artist to surpass 100 million albums sold. She has 105 million sold as of yesterday. She's now sixth all time behind the Beatles, who lead with 183 million in sales. She's got 105 right now. She'll smash that one day, won't she? Followed by Garth Brooks, Elvis, the Eagles, Led Zeppelin. They're the leaders when it comes to album sales. Mariah Carey is the second best-selling female artist with 75 million albums sold, and she hardly ever makes new albums anymore, but Taylor does, so I don't think she's ever going to catch Taylor Swift. Anyhow, now it's October. A lot of us spending a lot more time at the rink as the kids' hockey season will be cranking up here in a few weeks. Minor football is going to be wrapping up gradually. Volleyball playoffs on the high school level are not far away now, too. And somewhere in between it all, we're going to have to find time to blow the sprinkler and water lines out, rake some leaves maybe, visit a pumpkin patch or corn maze in between hauling the patio furniture into storage. Welcome to October 1st. Well, after having a day off for many yesterday, school returns today. You might be heading back to work yourself if you had Tuesday off for Truth and Reconciliation Day. And we welcome a new month today. It's October the 1st, so the minimum wage in our province is going up from $15 to $15.35. My youngest just started a part-time job. She was very excited to hear that yesterday, a whole 35 cents more. Ontario, PEI, Nova Scotia, Manitoba are all increasing theirs today, too, all of them higher than Saskatchewan. I think Manitoba now is $16 an hour. I think on Ontario, what is it here? Oh, yeah, $17.50 an hour in Ontario. But all these hikes still make Alberta with the lowest in the country. They haven't changed their rate of $15 an hour now for the last 8 years. And if you're a student under 18 in Alberta, you only make $13 an hour. And we're always hearing about rental affordability being a major problem across the country. This is interesting. There's a website that shows how many Canadians, how much Canadians need, rather, to earn in order to afford apartments in neighborhoods across the country. So I'm checking this website out, and here in Regina, to have a two-bedroom rental apartment, you would need to make a little less than $27 an hour. So you'd have to work roughly 92 hours a month at our minimum wage to pay for that two-bedroom rental right now in Regina. That's it's not much of an increase, but it is what it is. Perhaps you've noticed, too, SAS Power is into phase two of their downtown infrastructure fix. Eastbound SAS Drive has been a single lane now for a week, westbound not restricted. They do have flag crews assisting in front of the Cornwall Center Parkade there during all of this to help keep traffic moving a little faster, although I'm not sure it feels like that when you're wanting to get home after work. I don't know how effective it feels to you, but it is what it is there, too. And Dudniavi, construction continues. There's a fair chunk of that street in that revitalization project they have yet to pave. But, man, the warmer weather seems to be on their side. And we had Dave Phillips from Environment Canada on the other day, and he was telling us how even the month of October, although it's always going to be a little cooler than September, October, he still says October this year is going to be warmer than usual. So good for construction crews. The Riders got back to practice yesterday, preparing for the Red Blacks on Friday night. Coach Mace expressing some who may have been missing was actually because it was a vet day, too. That's why Marcus Salas was missing. Wasn't much of a participant, according to Britton Gray. Brett Lothar resting his back. Campbell Fair handled kicking duties, apparently. And our Britton Gray felt that they were making a move at safety, too, as the club release Kosi Onyeka and CJ Rivas was taking a few of the reps at safety. He and Schaefer Baker made a few big catches, apparently, too. He's looking good. Will he be a go Friday night? The coach wasn't confirming it yet, but Baker, he hasn't played since week one due to a foot injury, but he has a positive attitude.
When you feel the energy in Mosaic Stadium, you can literally feel that just building inside of you. So I know if I bring some energy, it might be the spark for the guy beside me.
Trevor Harris spoke too after practice, just to follow up on the club's past performances and also share what he thinks about being a Rough Rider amid all this latest controversy of this mini losing streak.
I think this town kind of fits me. The city fits me. And, you know, you can kind of just see it through these last couple weeks even, you know, when we're struggling. When you have a passionate fan base, and things are great, nothing's better. When things are bad, nothing's worse. But I love that. You know, that's what it should be. We should be held accountable. We're representing this province and this city, and it's on us to make sure we go out there and represent well. I love that about our fan base, and we should be held accountable. And I want us to make sure that we're all going out there performing. But make no mistake, these guys in this room are working hard for one another as well. You know, we love our city, we love our fans, but we love one another in that locker room.
Riders and Red Blacks will battle on Friday night. It's a 5:30 kickoff, which means the Green Zone pregame show with the crew will start at 3:30. Well, U.S. President Trump dealt another blow to our softwood lumber industry in Canada. In his latest executive order, he's adding a 10% duty on imports of softwood timber and lumber to take effect October 14th. Now, the proclamation also included a 25% levy on kitchen cabinets and vanities. In the case of softwood lumber, we're already dealing with 35% duties, now adding 10% tariff on top of that. That's 45% additional cost for softwood lumber starting the 14th. And that is definitely going to have an impact on the industry. Extremely damaging, obviously. And as for kitchen cabinets and furniture, for example, right now we're talking about a 25% tariff. But if this stays in place until the new year, those are jumping. We're seeing a 30% tariff on furniture, potentially a 50% tariff on kitchen cabinets and some vanities. So there again, another major impact coming. And the softwood lumber industry, it's like an $8 billion industry. And they're all hoping to negotiate a way out of this. But you know how challenging Trump has been, and the tariff threats continue. Trump is talking about Canadian sovereignty again. In an address to all the generals yesterday, Trump discussed his Golden Dome missile defense system and mentioned us.
And Canada called me a couple of weeks ago. They want to be part of it. To which I said, well, why don't you just join our country? You become 51, become the 51st state, and you get it for free. So I don't know if that made a big impact, but it does make a lot of sense. It actually makes, because they're having a hard time up there in Canada now, because as you know, with tariffs, everyone's coming into our country. We have more investment than we've ever had before.
Meanwhile, former Fox News host turned military leader of the U.S., Pete Hegseth, spoke before that room full of admirals and generals, more than 800 he'd gathered under one roof, and told them Tuesday, no more fatsos.
I don't want my son serving alongside troops who are out of shape or in combat unit with females who can't meet the same combat arms physical standards as men.
And then Trump also addressed them, and he told them all they should practice on American cities.
I told Pete we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military.
That line apparently raised a few eyebrows of a few generals. And when Trump was introduced, the room was silent. There was no clapping. These are generals, serious people. And he joked about taking the stage to no applause.
You don't like what I'm saying? You can leave the room. Of course, there goes your rank. There goes your future.
And I chuckled at that a little. As of this morning, though, the U.S. is shut down. They couldn't come to a congressional agreement last night on funding. Both parties pointing the finger at one another. Trump threatening to fire federal workers, slash government programs. As many as 4 million federal employees will go unpaid. And Democrats say they want medical aid cuts restored and to keep health insurance premiums from going up for millions. As for us, well, it's possible the stoppage might affect us a little traveling. You may face longer lines at airports, at customs, and it's possible that driving across the border could take a little longer, too, because of a reduced staffing issue at the U.S. Customs Office. But I don't know. Neither side wants to give in, so I think that shutdown's going to last a little while. Start of a brand new month, October the 1st. It's Greg Morgan. I'm feeling okay. I apologize for the sound of my voice. Just a little scratchy throat here. But I do want to take a moment to congratulate Trent Dickin and his team at Flooring Superstore over 2425 Park. Trent and the team celebrating 20 years in the business. And they are ingrained in our community, too. I know I see them always supporting local sports like the Red Sox, our Rams, our Regina Pats, lots of local curling too. Just a terrific bunch of people. So a special shout out this morning to Rhonda, Kevin, Grant, Ryan, Todd, Joe, along with, of course, Trent. Hope I covered everyone there on their 20th anniversary. And so happy that we have a partnership with them here at Ralco Radio too. Baseball lovers watching the MLB wild card round. Boston beats the Yankees 3-1. Detroit edging Cleveland 2-1, and the Cubs won against the Padres 3-1. Dodgers doubled Cincinnati 10-5. All those teams back on the field today, and the Red Sox could sweep the Yankees today and move on to face, of course, the Blue Jays. And if that happens, well, obviously it's going to happen no matter what on Saturday, whoever wins. But yeah, that's when the Jays series would start up Saturday. I'm looking forward to the NHL season. As an Oiler fan, yes, I'm a little concerned that we still haven't signed Connor. He's going to sign, I know that. I don't know for how long, but I'm okay. He's still going to sign, but I'd like it to be over with. But I'm also looking forward to season two of Face Off. Inside the NHL, that premieres today on Prime Video. This is the series where they mic up the players and have cameras follow them everywhere before, during, after games. It's in the first season, that was the series that gave us the soundbite of a couple years ago when Connor McDavid just read the riot act to his team during the first cup run against the Panthers. So in a new promo, I haven't seen the first episode. It just drops today, but they share something we've never seen about Sidney Crosby. I thought this was cool. They show him in the room working out with weights. And on the wall in front of him, it's covered with pictures of captains from previous Stanley Cup championships. The captains all hoisting the Stanley Cup up. And Crosby shares the reason behind that in his weight room.
I always put the winning captain.
Okay. That's the tradition.
That's who goes up there. Yeah, like when we lost in 08, you know, I just wanted that as a reminder. So I started doing that. Kept putting them up and leave the empty one there.
Leaves an empty frame as inspiration for himself to get his own picture up there again on the wall in front of him as he works out. Season 2 of Face Off Inside the NHL. It's dropping on Prime Video today. The late night circuit got its version of a unique crossover event last night. Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert appeared on one of those shows.
Did you ever think the president of the United States would be celebrating your unemployment?
I mean, that son of a bitch, you know, is...
Yeah, no, I never imagined that we'd ever have a president like this. And I hope we don't ever have another president like this again. I mean, I never even imagined there would ever be a situation in which the president of our country was celebrating hundreds of Americans losing their jobs. But somebody who took pleasure in that, that to me is the absolute opposite of what a leader of this country is supposed to be.
Come on. On Colbert, Colbert went on Kimmel's show because he broadcast from Brooklyn this week. But Kimmel described what it was like after the call from Disney when they said, we're pulling your show for the time being. He drove home, he said, with his wife from the studio, followed by so many paparazzi, helicopters up in the air following home. Opens the front door and the kids greet him.
Two kids and our daughter, who's 11 years old, says, I can sell my laboo-boos. It was actually very sweet.
Oh, that's lovely.
Our son just got naked and started running around the house.
Also lovely. Who was the most unusual person that he got a text from? Because I got some fun ones. I got my high school girlfriend, and I heard from John Stewart and George R.R. Martin.
Wow. I heard from the usual, the Pope.
Solid guy.
I did hear from literally everyone I have ever met. I got a very beautiful note from James Taylor. I'd love to compare those because...
Did you really get one from JT?
I want to see if JT did a cut and paste on us.
Yeah, Kimmel was talking about James Taylor, who apparently, Colbert said earlier in the interview, texted him when he found out that this would be his last year, too. So they were kind of curious. I wish they would have done that, too. I would have been curious if James Taylor had given him the same text, both of them. CJME News Time now is 6:27. Start of a brand new month. Here we go. And I've got a jackpot worth $325 in guaranteed weather for Windsor Plywood and Dahar Hair Restoration. Nobody won yesterday. I guaranteed 32. It was 30 in Regina. So I got to be out by three or more. Add a 25, $325. You enter at cjme.com. Right on the homepage, there's a weather guarantee button. Hit it there. It takes 2 minutes to fill out. And randomly, we select someone to play every day. And your name does stay in. You could hear it more than once. Today, playing for $325, Marita Clark on Princess Street here in Regina. Marita, thanks. For entering, now you could win $325 if I'm off by three or more today on a guaranteed high of 26.